صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. إمام أحمد رضا خان فاضل بريلي رحمة الله تعالى عليه was indeed a great scholar as well as a great Sufi, a great saint, a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He رحمة الله تعالى عليه had spent many years in the service of the knowledge of deen. He had studied the knowledge of deen in depth and he had taught the knowledge of deen and written on many different matters of deen, alhamdulillah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is very well known for his translation of the Holy Quran known as Kanzul Iman Sharif, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali translated the Quran in such a manner that is very simple for us to understand the meaning of the Holy Quran in. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this translation of the Holy Quran, known as Kanzul Iman, has spread throughout the world and is translated into many different languages. Alhamdulillah, many people throughout the world benefit from this great work of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Another great field that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had contributed to was the field of the fiqh of the Hanafi Madhab. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had written many fatawa on this Hanafi Madhab based on questions that people had posed and based on difficulties that people were facing. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had written so many fatawa, many of which have been gathered and compiled into a beautiful book known as Al-Ataya An-Nabawiyya Fil Fatawa Ar-Radawiyya. Subhanallah. This consists of about 30 volumes as per the latest publication. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the ummah continuously takes benefit from this. Many of the fiqhi masail that we have are answered by this. And if we read this book, Al-Fatawa Ar-Radawiyya, we will notice the in-depth knowledge that Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has had in the field of Usulul Fiqh, in the field of Tafsir, in the field of Hadith, in the field of Usulul Hadith, and so many other sciences. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Up to today, we take benefit from the works of Allah Hazrat, and many difficult questions that we have are answered so simply, so well referenced, so well understood by this work of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, known as Fatawa Radawiyya Sharif. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had continuously served the deen despite the difficulties that he had with regards to his health. And finally, on the 25th of Safar al-Mudhafar, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had departed from this mundane world. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Upon Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's demise, a Syrian scholar had a dream on the night of the 25th of Safar. He dreamt that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated among his ashab as if they were waiting for someone. The scholar asked the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholar requested in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are we waiting for? The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered in his dream. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered that we are awaiting Ahmad Rawa. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Upon awakening, the scholar inquired, who is Imam Ahmad Rada? And was told that he is a great faqih, a great scholar of Bareli Sharif. And so that morning, he made his way to Bareli Sharif. The journey took a little while, and eventually when he reached Bareli Sharif and inquired regarding Imam Ahmad Rada, he had come to know that on that very day, the 25th of Safar, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had departed from this world to go and meet his beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon our Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh, grant us the tawfiq to follow in his footsteps, to take benefit from his great work and service of the deen. And may Allah forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina wa habibina wa maulana Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.